episode 14 of Page Turn, the Largo Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Hannah. Page Turn is a monthly podcast bringing you information about great books, library news, and fun library tidbits from your favorite programs, as well as a Spanish language book review from Victor. As always, we start with Reader's Advisory. Three neighboring villages on the Ukrainian-Romanian border are the final refuge for the last of the mythical creatures of Eastern Europe. Now, on the eve of the war that may eradicate their kind, and with the ruthless night police descending upon their sanctuary, they tell their stories and confront their destinies. Eerie and unsettling like the best fairy tales, these incisor-sharp portraits of ghosts, witches, sirens, and seers, and the mortals who live at their side and in their thrall, will chill your marrow and tear at your heart. Today's Reader's Advisory is The Bone Mother by David Demchuk. The Bone Mother takes place on the border of Ukraine and Romania. It's a collection of creepy, atmospheric short stories based around Eastern European folktales. The descriptive and compelling writing leaves the reader disturbed and entranced. Readers may also enjoy The Bear and the Nightingale by Catherine Arden. At the edge of the Russian wilderness, winter lasts most of the year, and the snowdrifts grow taller than houses. But Vasilisa doesn't mind. She spends the winter nights huddled around the embers of a fire with her beloved siblings, listening to her nurse's fairy tales. Above all, she loves the chilling story of Frost, the blue-eyed winter demon, who appears in the frigid night to claim unwary souls. Wise Russians fear him, her nurse says, and honor the spirits of house and yard and forest that protect their homes from evil. Or, The Bloody Chamber by Angela Carter. In The Bloody Chamber, Carter spins subversively dark and sensual versions of familiar fairy tales and legends like Little Red Riding Hood, Bluebeard, Puss in Boots, and Beauty and the Beast, giving them exhilarating new life in a style steeped in the romantic trappings of the Gothic tradition. Or, Baba Yaga Laid an Egg by Dubravka Ugrisic. Baba Yaga is a witch-like creature who flies around on a giant mortar, kidnapping, and presumably eating, small children. She lives in a house on chicken feet. She is generally a terrifying figure, portrayed not only in literature but also film, animation, and music throughout Russian culture. Dubravka Ugrisic takes on the story of Baba Yaga and weaves it into something completely fresh. The result is an extraordinary meditation on femininity, aging, identity, secrets, storytelling, and love. Bonus segment. My personal favorite Goodreads list The Bone Mother is on is Books You Wish More People Knew About. Happy reading, everyone. Over the last few years and going into the future, Largo Public Library has brought in various musicians and groups to perform. Some of the different musical styles we feature include blues, jazz, American folk, and soul. Each of these different musical styles belongs to the family American Roots Music. American Roots Music are musical styles that are original to or were developed in the United States. The only music that is native to the United States are the various styles of music created by the indigenous peoples of North America. Traditional Native American or First Nation music differs depending on the geographic and tribal area. To get an idea of the similarities and differences in traditional Native American music, you just have to do some research into the different drums they use. Footed drums, large double-sided skin drums, box drums, hand drums, water drums, and even within those types, there are various types depending on the tribe and the occasion. The musical styles that developed in the United States include blues, jazz, soul, American folk, and bluegrass. The oldest of these genres is blues, the newest is soul. Although, as jazz is a constantly innovating genre, you could argue that it stays forever young. Blues was developed by slaves in the United States. Blues is a combination of field hollers, work songs, spirituals, and ballads. These are combined with the rhythms and melodies of West African music. Much of what we think of as the rhythms and patterns of blues is actually West African music. Blues is also classified by the use of the blues scale, characterized by the blues notes, the flattening on the third or fifth notes on the scale, and the use of specific chord progressions. While there is no way to know why the blues is called the blues, another characteristic of the genre is melancholic lyrics. The official beginning date of blues comes after the Emancipation Act of 1863, and speculation exists that it was only after emancipation that African Americans had any level of freedom to be vocal about their daily hardships. Jazz developed out of blues and ragtime in New Orleans at the end of the 19th century. Jazz is a marriage of African American music styles, blues, West African musical expression that survived slavery, and white European military band music. Military instruments were added to the development of jazz as African Americans were able to own these instruments as Confederate soldiers pawned their instruments at the end of the Civil War. There is no good definition of jazz. However, improvisation is found in all styles of jazz and is considered a defining characteristic. Jazz also relies on offbeat rhythms, which developed out of West African drumming styles. As jazz grew up through the years and moved away from New Orleans, many different styles developed. What most people think of when they hear American folk is actually Appalachian music. A combination of English ballads, Irish and Scottish fiddle music, it was further developed when former slaves brought the banjo and blues into the area. Appalachian music served as broadsheets for much of the area. Musicians created songs around news and concerns from society, from pregnant women being murdered by their lovers to worker strikes to natural disasters. The American folk revival of the 1940s to 1960s brought back into mainstream not only the musical styles of Appalachian music, but also strengthened the critique of societal and political norms. Out of Appalachian music grew bluegrass, named after and arguably started by the Bluegrass Boys led by Bill Monroe. Bluegrass uses the same instruments and themes as Appalachian music, but the style is different. The singing is characterized by Bill Monroe's vocals, which are described as high and lonesome. Additionally, the banjo picking style of bluegrass comes from the three-fingered picking style Earl Grubbs popularized with the Bluegrass Boys. Bluegrass, like jazz, features different instruments throughout the song improvising around the melody, with other instruments playing accompaniment. Bluegrass is another musical style that could not exist prior to emancipation. The banjo, an instrument used in most bluegrass, was created by slaves who were attempting to recreate a traditional West African instrument. Soul is the youngest of the musical styles I'm going over today. It was created in the 1950s and 60s. While soul is connected to jazz and rhythm and blues, it really comes out of traditional black gospel. African Americans took gospel stylings and wrote secular lyrics to go with them. Such things as call and response, catchy rhythms, and hand claps are considered important aspects of soul. Often, it will feature auxiliary sounds and a lead vocalist with a chorus. Soul grew up with the civil rights movement and is considered to have been instrumental in destigmatizing black culture to white audiences. We hope you enjoyed the musical performances we've been able to bring to you, and we encourage you to learn more about the history of your favorite musical style. Books can be found under the call number 781 and 782. Additionally, as a library patron, you have access to the database Fine Arts and Music Collection, which you'll find a link to in the show notes. We also have music CDs that you can check out. You can ask any staff member to help you find a specific music style or artist. And now it's time for Book Traveler with Victor.
Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Viajero de Libros. Mi nombre es Víctor y soy el bibliotecario de acceso a la comunidad aquí en la Biblioteca Pública de Largo. En este segmento les voy a hablar sobre un libro que tenemos en la colección en español. Se titula Hippie por Pablo Coelho. Para comenzar, les voy a dar una pequeña sinopsis del libro. En su libro más autobiográfico, Pablo Coelho nos lleva a revivir el sueño transformador y pacifista de la generación hippie. Pablo es un joven que sueña con ser escritor. Se deja el cabello largo y sale al mundo en busca de la libertad, para darle un significado profundo a su vida. Una travesía que lo lleva desde el famoso Tren de la Muerte de Bolivia, después a Perú, Chile y Argentina, hasta el encuentro con Carla en Ámsterdam, quien lo convence de viajar juntos en el Magic Bus, un autobús que recorre Europa y Asia Central hacia Katmandú. En el camino, Carla y Pablo no solo vivirán en una extraordinaria historia de amor, sino que también conocerán a maravillosos compañeros de viaje, cada uno de los cuales tiene una historia que contar. Todos experimentarán una transformación y abrazarán nuevas prioridades y valores para la vida. En mi opinión, no estoy seguro qué pensar de este libro. Por un lado, es una guía de viaje fascinante y podemos ver y experimentar algunos lugares maravillosos, pero como libro autobiográfico me perdí un poco porque se parece a un diario de año sabático que va de un pensamiento a otro con poca orientación. Supongo que las personas que experimentaron la etapa hippie podrán obtener más de este libro. Pero Coelho te cuenta lo que sucedió, hecho tras hecho, sin realmente profundizar en los porqués. Hay algunas descripciones interesantes de lugares que ahora consideramos aventureros e icónicos, como son Machu Picchu y el Tren de la Muerte de Bolivia, que disfruté, pero estos se leen como fragmentos, viñeta de un diario de viaje en lugar de un ensayo sobre la iluminación del autor. El aspecto de viaje de este libro fue lo más que me atrajo, y en ese nivel fue interesante ver algunas de las experiencias de viaje que formaron este escritor. Fue bastante fascinante ver cómo vivía y fue antes de convertirse en el escritor que conocemos hoy. Es todo por hoy. Nos vemos en la próxima edición de Viajero de Libros. Adiós.
Thanks, Victor, for that great book review. Remember, if you do not know Spanish, check out the English language translation in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here are some upcoming library events to keep track of. June 3rd, 2019, Library Odyssey at 5 p.m. in the Jenkins Room and the Children's Program Room. June 4th, Baby Sign Language at 9 a.m. in the Children's Homework Center. June 4th, Energy Efficient Lifestyle at 6:30 p.m. in Jenkins Room B. June 5th, Game Zone at 2 p.m. in the Children's Program Room. June 6th, Animate with Stickbot at 4 p.m. in the Children's Program Room. Registration is required. June 6th, Introduction to 3D Printing at 4 p.m. in the Idea Lab. June 10th, Property Research Basics at 10 a.m. in the Local History Room. June 12th, Children's Summer Entertainment Outer Space Science with Doodad's Lab at 2 p.m. in the Jenkins Wing. June 13th, VR at 4 p.m. in the Ideal Lab. June 15th, Skeletons in the Family Closet at 10 a.m. in Jenkins Room B. June 17th, Chill Out and Make Ice Cream at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. June 18th, Paint a Watercolor Galaxy at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. June 19th, Children's Summer Entertainment Terrestrial Animal Ambassadors at 2 p.m. in the Jenkins Wing. June 20th, Reach for the Sky at 2 p.m. in the Children's Program Room. June 24th, Writing Your Family History, Are You Ready to Publish? At 10 a.m. in the Local History Room. June 24th, Pour a Paint Planet at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. Registration is required. June 26th, Children's Summer Entertainment, Magic and Mayhem presents The Moon Bunny at 2 p.m. in the Jenkins Wing. June 26th, Sew a Galaxy Placemat at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room B. Registration is required. June 28th, A Farewell to Miss Angela at 11 a.m. in the Children's Program Room. June 29th, Hurricane Preparedness Expo 19 at 9 a.m. in the Jenkins Wing. Have a great day, everyone. We hope to talk to you again soon. June 24th, June 24th, Pour a Paint Planet at 6 p.m. in Jenkins Room A. Say that five times fast. Pour a paint planet. No. Registration is required.